back.
Back to what?
Recording who?
Consistently?
My son.
Shit, we come back next season, man.
My season.
I want to change. I want like a whole rebrand. New Yo. Name.
Let's
new,
do it.
You know what the name is already?
Let's do it.
Nah. Yeah. I wouldn't call it that. Just a new name, new look, new fresh start. You know? But look, I'm going to tell you what the problem was. The problem was, not that he didn't stop kept playing. He peaked as a child.
Who the fuck was that?
Number two.
Peaked as a kid. The highest of his highs was when we were kids. Like, you was the man, and you believed it. You was the man. You did everything because the offense dictated that.
Mm-hmm.
And you peaked when you was a kid because everybody told you you was good. So rather than work, keep working, there's no point, like, because you believed it. There was nobody to shit on you. Me, on the other hand, I never was a starter. I did not start until my first year ever, of course I didn't start. Second year, I don't even know if I started the second year. Maybe. Third year, didn't start. The year, that year, fourth year, first year with the Pirates, didn't start. Like, I never was a starter until high school. So I had to work harder.
High school was your breakout. High school was your...
call it that.
Like, it was, because you
I'm starting to accept the fact that, like, you...
Nigga, you was shit.
I'm starting to accept the fact that you... If you ain't going to college, it don't matter how good... you was in high school. If you ain't go to college and make it shake in college or get to the league, it don't matter how good you was in high school, because at the end of the day, it's all for nothing.
I wouldn't say it was all for nothing.
It is, yo. Was it for all for memories?
Hey, man.
I ain't got no memories no more. Somebody stole all my shit.
What the hell are you talking about?
My tapes, medals, trophies, everything gone.
Man, I was really hoping that fucking site had our shit, yo. I was going to get that
yo,
shit.
Yo, you go to the school. Huh? Go to school.
I don't talk to them motherfuckers no more.
They like you, though.
I don't know none of them no more, though.
But your name rings bells in the hallways. Your name still echoes in the hallways. You are on the bed
by the internal room.
Brian. I don't know what you're talking about. But
hell no. Nah.
I don't know.
Nah, that was Woodshop.
I don't know. In the drawer.
That was Woodshop.
The Yingling.
It wasn't in the fucking.
The Yingling is
wasn't
in the drawer.
In the hallways. That shit was in the classroom.
It's all twist off though.
The Woodshop classroom.
But
that's where it used to go down.
Yeah, your name is on the banner. Your dad has success there. Your uncle has success there. Your brother has success there. Your brother is not too far removed from there. So, yeah. Me, on the other hand, nobody's
over here like that. Yo, on another note, we gotta already move off of this one. This shit ain't gonna hit. We gotta come up with a banger for the next game. Cause this ain't gonna hit. They ain't using the players. They're using like.
Practice squad players.
Hey, yo, anybody, if there's when we post this, if there's anybody that want to volunteer a new name, submit some new names or whatever.
Nah, don't leave that up to them.
No. Just for fun. Well, never mind. See, you fucked it up.
Yeah, I don't want to leave it up to nobody. No.
There you go. I don't know. That's Waller.
Waller. Didn't we take him for some yards?
Hell yeah.
What, 40?
They go if the Raiders is gonna push the score.
You got an orange?
Do I have an orange?
Yeah, what am I drinking? That's what y'all can have a vote on. Fuck am I drinking if I'm asking for an orange?
No.
But like I was saying though, it's a lot of things that
Oh, shit.
And you do.
Yeah, they could have got slag on that.
It's a lot of things when you, if you make, once you make it to a certain
level. He won't
level,
be here next year.
Once you make it to a certain level, it's a lot of things that you do. If it's something that you like to do, I think it's time to start doing it by yourself.
Yeah, that's why I'm going solo, too. I will still do the team, but okay. I want to do it my own shit, too, because I want to talk about other stuff. And I can do it whenever I want.
Your boy, the Bills player, just posted on Facebook, I mean, on Instagram. Mm-hmm. The covering Bills player says he's thankful the love has been overwhelming. Yo, man, he that's what's up, man. That's what's up. I'm glad that he hired. He doing good. I mean.
So since he made it, does that open the door for jokes?
I don't think, because we ain't comedians.
So I am a comedian. It's in my profile. Just go look at it. That's all you gotta do is put comedian in there. And you can say whatever you want. So I identify as a comedian. And I want to make jokes.
Hashtag.
I want to make jokes. Now, let's talk some football. Last week of the season. Some meaningful games. Which is wild. Yo, I want to start here. What's wild to me, I don't know, mainly. I just think about it a lot. It's like, yo, if I don't see it happen, but if somehow the Giants beat the Eagles and the Cowboys win, it end up being the one seed. It flips, and the Eagles drop all the way to 5 after being the top team in the conference all in the league all year long. That would be insane.
That would be some shit though.
Well, the Giants already played their hand. They ain't playing nobody. So
they don't have to. They already in. They get to come to Minnesota. Played the Minnesota Fighting Vikings, and
as long as it's not a night game, they get their ass
kicked. All of our games are close. Either we gonna win a close game or get blown out by 40. That's just how it goes.
Giants ain't built they ain't built to score 40 points.
You don't have to be built to score 40 points when you're playing the Vikings. The defense is that trash. Oh. He don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
Because that trash defense showed y'all what was up.
Who?
What? Patrick Peterson said, anyway, don't get quiet now. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about, guys. It's quiet now. It's very quiet. San Francisco 49ers.
49ers.
You could have took this bitch right here.
Devontae? Mm-hmm. He about to score right now. Next play. Nah, Josh. Just keep pounding them. Keep pounding them. All they got to do is score.
He ain't got but 10 yards rushing.
It's okay.
We're taking four. 70. Took him for 70 yards, right?
He got to hit one. He got to hit a long one.
He going to break one.
He might.
San Francisco 49ers.
You
brought that up for what?
Are you liking that?
Nah, because I think this 49ers is the team that everybody riding with, but I think last week exposed a lot about them from a Raider team that is very average.
I like
actually, the Raiders played in a lot of close games this year. They lost a lot of one-possession games this year. But they're average, and they got exposed. The way to beat them is attack them through the air.
I like how
you have to attack them through the air.
I like how the Chargers made that stadium their stadium last week.
What stadium?
The stadium they played in last week.
I don't know what stadium they, or the one that they renting.
Nah, it's their stadium. Yeah, it's their stadium right now, boy.
Yeah, right.
The first game in
there. Oh, you mean the stadium that we won the Super Bowl in last year?
That's corny.
The last game of the season.
I hate that the back-to-back Super Bowl winners.
We
Super
came in there
and
played
one in the other field.
I love it.
I hate that shit. That
Why?
Shit is corny.
Guess
Why?
What? It won't be happening this year.
It's in Arizona.
Yeah. I don't think the Cardinals really thought they had
it. It won't happen next year either.
Where is it next year?
New Orleans. If I'm not mistaken. Look that up.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans.
And that's where I thought it was this year. I was going to hit Tony up and be like, hey, man,
It's in Zona.
I'm down there.
I want to go. We there. I'm moving. I'm going. Hey, listen. 12-3. What are we? 12-4 ain't nothing to blink at, though.
12-4 is a good record.
Well, if we finish at 13-4, I predicted us to be 12-5
muscle
at the start of the season. And we right on pace. We should beat the Bears next week.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow. My bad.
Justin Fields.
He ain't playing.
Out.
Your man's his quarterback.
Who?
Peterman.
Oh, shit. He don't do our books no more.
So
Let
Vikings
go.
Score, defense to score a touchdown.
That'd be fly. They ain't going to play him.
Patrick Peterson.
They ain't going to play who?
You could really find some good long shots to score some touchdowns tomorrow.
Vikings defense.
On them backup players.
That was like an interception.
Giants, Redskins players.
He throwing two picks tomorrow.
Who, Peterman?
Jets. Yes. I don't know why the Jets number jumped.
Because
what's the quarterback name? Flacco. It went up 2 points since Flacco started.
It ain't Mike White.
Flacco.
Damn. Jets done, right?
Yeah.
They have no chance.
None.
But they can knock the Dolphins out.
Yeah.
Who would replace the Dolphins?
Pittsburgh. If as long as Buffalo win, Pittsburgh would. If Pittsburgh win. But if everybody loses, then it stays the same. Patriots is in. That might happen. Good.
They got to get creative, like run that play that Aaron Rodgers was doing. Bring,
I'm glad they balling, yo. They playing. They doing this. Tank Davis tonight. Oh, shit. I was telling my boy at work.
I want that motherfucker to lose, yo. I do not like him.
Nah, I was telling Cuz last night because he called me and asked me about it. And I said, ain't no money. It ain't worth buying $75. Now, the only person I would pay $75 to see Tank fight right now is probably the Casey guy. Or the bitch.
Devin Haney.
Oh, of course Devin Haney, but I'm not paying $75 for this fight. This fight should be on Fox.
Who is the bitch?
His girlfriend, the one he keep beating up.
Yeah, the statement that came out, she said he didn't do it, that was lying. He did that shit. Whatever she initially said he did it. The only reason she came out and put a statement, in my opinion, is because he had this fight coming up and there's a bag attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get this bag and make everything right. And you know what she said to him? Get that bag. Go get that bag. Nigga, go get that bag.
It's fourth and goal.
Probably with an ER at the end. Devontae.
I ain't a white chick.
It's a Devontae play right
in the
here.
Zone.
He coming right back.
Zone coverage.
Oh, good move. P.I. Oh, they holding on to the flag this whole game. I ain't seen a flag yet.
I hate that shit. He was all over him.
He had his arm on his neck.
Hold on to the flag, boy.
Dang.
That's some bullshit, yo. There's teams that I just hate. I like parody. I don't like when it's the same teams over and over and over and over. I like when...
new shit.
Yeah. Like, it was nice to see the Bengals and the Rams in the Super Bowl last year. Because they ain't been there. Like, y'all was there a few years ago, but you didn't. You know what I mean? But the Bengals ain't been there since the 80s. It was nice. That was refreshing.
We just got one of them. Who going this year?
Who do I think going this year? Now, do you want the unbiased, not the homer pick, or you want the serious?
The serious.
Serious, straight up.
Yes.
Who do I think is going to the Super Bowl? NFC, I start there. The 49ers. AFC, the Bills.
I think the Bills and the AFC. NFC.
If the Bills go, it's rigged, though. If the Bills win, this shit is rigged. It's Hamlin rigged, yo.
NFC, I don't know, yo.
Yo, all that shit was staged Monday night.
Hell nah.
Yo, check this out. Died, yo. Let's talk about it seriously, though. We're going to talk about it seriously. No jokes. No comedic jokes, just serious. We watched somebody die for real, yo.
On TV.
Playing football. I had to rewind it, because I'm like, yo, this nigga just collapsed. Yeah. You ain't know what the hell it was. What it was from or anything. So I rewound it. And I'm like, his head didn't hit the ground or nothing. That's exactly what I'm like, yo, got hit. I was like, yo, his head ain't hit the ground, nothing. All over. Like, yo, I don't know what's wrong.
His head hit the ground when he hit the ground.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about when he collapsed. I'm talking about the hit.
The initial contact.
His head, before you knew what the hell was going on, like, his head didn't hit the ground. I don't know why he just fell like that.
Yo, you know, when people collapse, they usually, like, fall back. He collapsed to the, like, he sat down when he, like, his body just went limp.
Like a sack of potatoes.
Just, yeah. Plop. Boom. Oh, shit. So we deserve shit. Better.
All right, Joe.
Yo.
There he is.
What the fuck does that W stand for?
Woodson. That's the GOAT. The yo. Best corner of all time.
What did the W stand for back in the day on the hats? In Woodstown?
I don't know. Woodstown?
Nah.
Woo?
Oh, slamming. Our peoples, they used to wear all black hats with the W in front of them.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. Our peoples, our cousins.
Our cousins?
I say. Just like that. Hats look just like that. You don't remember that shit either?
What? Fuck no. What?
Who all say black our hat. People? Our people, like our cousins, our older cousins.
Like who? Would you afraid to say their names?
Nah.
Just mouth it out to me. Nah.
They gotta be my age.
Yeah, they a little bit older than us.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck? It's good. Get a tutty before halftime.
We need Valdez.
Oh.
We need Valdez Scantling to get busy.
Growing the passer.
Of course. You know what that is.
Max Crosby. Max Crosby. I ain't mean to rough you.
He said I didn't, and he probably didn't. We got to find out. Hold on. Show the fucking penalty.
Man, he karate chopped him in the head.
Yo, hurt him, yo.
Nah, don't hurt him.
Hurt, yes, yeah.
I can't stand him.
Yeah, bro. Hurt that nigga, yo.
Don't hurt him, nah.
I'll be with it. Oh, yo, I know my team's defense is trash.
Get him.
Yeah, get that 14 and a half, bro. Damn, buddy, he ain't going to run.
That's he might.
That's why they gave it a plus, because he's not going to run. Vegas be on
point. If the Raiders would have scored there.
That's how I determined who I was going to start in fantasy football. I went there, and I was looking. I was like, okay. Because Vegas be pretty on point with their numbers. They said they had, what's his name? Christian Watson? Yeah. When they played the Dolphins? I think his number was 49 and a half.
Mm.
Or 50.
Oh, free plays.
Like, but he was short by 0.5. Half is what got you.
All right, here's,
he had 49 yards receiving.
Here's a question for you.
And he needed 49 and a half.
First and 10, free play, run the ball, get 7 yards. Do you accept the penalty or you decline the penalty?
I'm accepting it.
First and 5?
I'll take first and 5.
Second and 3?
First and 5.
I'm taking second and 3.
Yeah, you got 2 downs to get it.
We gonna get it.
What if you get sacked? I probably
would take first and 5 too.
What if it's a botched snack, a fumble?
Yeah.
You got 3rd and 6.
You're the Chiefs now.
But no, you the Bills.
Oh, we fine.
No.
We all right.
I knew I should have did it the way I wanted to do it.
That motherfucker get two catches.
You gotta do two. That's the way you do it. You do two or three. You do two. You do one for one team, the other for the other team, and then you can combine one. But you, if you follow that, pick based on like just the teams, because when you mix them all together, like this right here, if they score and the Raiders ain't fighting back, it's not happening. It's not happening.
Raiders ain't got no reason to play right now, no way. They ain't had no reason to play from the start. Uh-oh. All right, now.
Number 111 just came out.
All them damn boys. Well, as long as they get in range and Kelce score, I would like for, what are they showing his legs?
I'm about to say the same thing.
What the fuck are we watching?
Whose legs? Was it up close?
Yeah.
Damn.
Why she run
I'm mad I missed that. Kadarius Toney. Yo, he doing those mid early 2000s shake moves.
I was gonna say, look, put the 8 on him. Put that 1-8.
Oh, he threw him.
Damn.
He got him.
He ain't get 30.
Damn, he made that motherfucker bunny hop. Shit.
Middle of the man, that shit was corny, yo. He ain't Reggie Bush.
He said he reminds me of Percy Harvin. See, he's
yo,
fucking crazy.
As hell, yo.
That's real disrespectful, yo. Percy Harvin, hell no.
Yo.
Hell no.
Will Justin Jefferson go down, follow the same path? There's a lot of young, great Viking wide receivers.
What's that?
Okay. Follow me here. I'm used to it. Randy Moss. I think it was the 05 season. 04, 05 season. Did you see that? No, what? Oh. Put it like this. Every time the Vikings have a good-ass young wide receiver, they trade him, or they let him walk. Moss walked.
Jake Reed?
Moss walked. Sidney Rice walked. Percy Harvin walked. We traded Diggs, but got Jefferson. Now, if, like, when the Cousins era is done, it's almost done. Contract almost up. So I think he got another year.
Yo, do you think them 90 receivers would be that good
no.
in today's game?
Moss would. Some of them, just like with the quarterbacks and the running backs, some of them would translate well to today's game.
Because I'm thinking they was more built like...
No, you know who would have been the shit now?
Moss.
Motherfuckers like Torrey Holt, Isaac Bruce.
They was then, though.
No, but they would really be the shit. It's a real passing league now. You know who people forget about to mention with the all times?
The Broncos. Jimmy Smith. The Broncos received permission from the Saints to interview Sean Payton for head coaching job.
He ain't going there though. They need a coach.
Is it me
there.
Or maybe it's the equipment though? Because the receivers and me, I'm thinking about they look like they were more built like tight ends.
The equipment was big as shit.
Shoulder pads
used to hang off your fucking shoulders like.
Yo, that shit is kicking my ass, you know.
Oh, I left it open. Yeah, you gonna leave it in there. That's why. Yeah, I'm thinking like some of them littler guys that have been good. Like Steve Tasker, probably his. I mean, he had a good career anyway, but they ain't got him in the Hall of Fame.
But you know who was really shit in this era? Fucking Steve Smith.
Steve Smith was good then, though.
I know, but I'm saying like his play would be fucking crazy in this era.
He probably would have got hurt more because they'd have been reversing him. They'd have run a reverse. I swear that's on the network contract. That's on the network contract. They'd run a reverse, but get a receiver on your fucking team and send them in reverse.
All right, let's run it back. Emancipation did so
Hold
bad.
On, what the fuck was I last saying?
I don't know. That was on you. Oh, shit. Nothing.
Fuck him up.
Hell no, that's who the fuck is
that's
that?
That's Kadarius Toney.
Oh shit. Oh yeah, Flav. Hold it.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
Yeah, right. Take all gas out of here.
Bring it back.
Well, that shut you shut the fuck up.
Yo, the Chiefs probably got the sorriest receivers in the league.
They do, and Juju can't wait to dance with another motherfucker every time they score. He did it last week. He can wait to get next to Tony and dance. Look, look at
what
him.
What the dance. Fuck?
That's a shame. That's a shame they doing some shit like that. They playing with the Raiders. That's fucked up.
McKinnon.
They playing with the Raiders, and they celebrating because they got number one home field. They knew they wasn't going to get it. It was late. That flag was real late, if that's where you threw it at. If it was on that block, that first block, that flag was late.
You probably had to reach for it, like,
I got to stop wearing.
No, they said it was giving back to him. Fuck him up, yo. He just get right back in.
Damn, no, he ain't in.
Yes, he is.
Damn.
See, you told me not to take him. I was definitely taking him as a touchdown scorer.
Fuck.
Everybody I said was going to score, scored.
We need the Raiders to score again so the Chiefs can score again.
Nah, yeah.
not a field goal, fucking touchdown.
To go back to the DeMar Hamlin, man. You know, I was talking to this lady. Her husband is from Pittsburgh. The same town that he's from. And that's definitely a touchdown. And she was like saying like it's so amazing like what the power of prayer can do. And I just stopped. And he was talking for like 5-10 minutes. It was a good conversation until we got there. Cause I'm like, you really gonna say prayer and not the snap reaction from the medical staff at the stadium is what saved this boy?
People really believe,
if that's the case, I'm gonna get, yo, all I need us all to pray. Right now. Here we go. Dear Sky Daddy, please let the second half of this game be a lot better than the first. Oh, Sky Daddy, I have not won a bet all season. I would love to win one in week 18. In your name we pray, Sky Daddy. Say it. Now you know how they do it in church. Amen.
Not in the black church.
Yes, they do.
They don't have men like
they
that.
Go, in the black yes, church. They do. That's how. That's where the hell you think I got it from? Amen. And then there would be this. Yo, I ain't gonna tell you. I'll tell you all what the whose family I went to church with. And there was all after everybody would do it. Amen. There's always this old lady at the end that'd be all late, and she'd be like, "Amen."
You.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody who I fucking said was gonna score, their numbers was crazy.
What we looking like?
You looking bad?
You just checked it. Now, what did you guys say about Will Smith?
You said you just can't get into Will Smith anymore. Is it because he slapped Chris Rock?
Yes.
That is what makes you not be able to get into Will Smith anymore. Not his bad choice of movies lately. Emancipation, like, I seen it. It's not bad. It's actually really good. It's just the role and seeing Will in that role just don't do it for me.
No. Yeah, I don't like Will Smith no more.
And
fuck Will Smith.
You can't get with fuck Chris Rock.
Nah.
Chris Rock, yo, Will Smith, listen. Chris Rock is
You must not never seen Pootie Tang.
Chris Rock don't like his own people. Put what? It like, let's be real. He don't. He don't fuck with black people like that. He only fuck with the hand few that's the popular celebrity. He don't fuck with niggas like that. He's been on record. He's talked shit on the, in front of the white folks on them damn when he hosts them fucking shows.
What'd he say?
He's a coon.
How can he kick so much better now? What'd he say? If the Raiders would have kicked the field goal down up. There and it was 21-6.
Now,
damn.
I have a really better, I have a better reason for you to look at Will Smith different. You want to hear it? The reason I don't look at Will Smith the same, not because he stuck up for his wife and slapped the shit out of some comedian that was, you know, that couldn't keep his wife name out of his mouth, because that's not the first time he did it. Fuck Chris Rock. Yeah, that's what I said too. I look at Will different because I read the book. And I know Will is a pussy for real. I can't look at him the same no more. Because we all we knew was the character.
You read what book?
The Will Smith book. Oh. He's a, you know, a pussy for real. So I'm like, I just don't look at him the same. Like, I know how he, now that you know how, when you find out how somebody really is, that their light don't shine as bright no more. But fuck it, get off Will. Let's go talk to some Tory Lanez, yo. What really happened? Y'all know that nigga was in the car in his drawers?
Nah.
Yeah. They pulled him up out that party earlier. We leaving. He was in his drawers because he was swimming in his drawers.
I know they said
he's a speedo guy.
They said it was a witness that said they seen the chick shoot first.
Yeah.
That's a late ass flag.
Yo, he was in his drawers and his dick was still hard. Word up. But anyway, that trial was pretty quick to me.
It was a setup.
It ain't that much to debate. It ain't that much to talk about.
And to be honest with you.
But he a dummy though, because you know jail phone calls is fucking recorded. And you calling and talking about stupid shit. Like, what's wrong with you?
Oh, since he been in there?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
He called home. He called to talk to some chick.
That was before.
Huh?
That was before.
Before the trial?
When it first happened, he called Kelsey and apologized.
He fucking stupid.
He lied. He did that shit.
That's why all that.
All along, he did it.
He just waiting to get sacked. He's waiting to get hit.
Where your check downs at, bro?
Yo, I can't. What's his name?
Eric Bieniemy.
No. The defensive coordinator. The white dude. Is that Spagnuolo?
Spagnuolo. Yeah, he used to coach us.
I can't believe he's still coaching.
He was trash with us. He was our head coach.
I can't believe they got that old Jaguar coach on TV after this shit he did.
Coughlin?
Nah.
Urban Meyer.
After all the shit he did, he still got him on TV. What did he do? He kicked
the kicker.
He said, fuck y'all, we lost. Y'all go ahead and go back.
Stayed out there. Went to the bar, had two bitches on his lap.
You see, we can't judge that because you don't know what the relationship with the
there you go,
Devontae. Is holding.
Oh, man.
You don't know what the relationship between him and his wife is. Like, they could have, like, you.
Yes, decline it.
I'm not worried about what he was doing. I'm just more or less worried about him telling the team, like, hey, guys, good game. I'll see y'all in a couple days. Fly down in a couple days, man. You got off Monday.
Yo,
even though you lost.
You know how you say that about him? Skip Bayless still got a job.
Yeah, I can't believe that motherfucker, yo. He's the ultimate troll, yo.
It's all performative.
And it gotta be because now all of a sudden he on LeBron meat hard. Like, he hate LeBron. And now all of a sudden you a big LeBron fan. Keep doing what you're doing.
Like, yo, the one when he told Shannon to put it. Put your glasses back on. I was dying.
I was too, yo.
Mind your high school, didn't it? sitting here.
Damn, another right holding. They didn't even call it right in front of the ref.
Fucked him up, too. He got fucked up on that play. Stid him.
Put your glasses back on. This is what you do. This is what you do, Skeeter.
And he ain't no better. Shannon ain't no better.
Uncle Shay said.
Because man. What it is what I think, or at least what I believe it to be, is performative. It's staged. Because if you if you really disagreed with somebody, really had a problem with, like, you wouldn't even want to bust it up, like, yo, or you say something. I would say something.
I know when Skip and Jalen Rose had they shit, that shit was real. They made they.
Yeah, he pulled his stats up.
Free play, dummy.
Fumble.
Free play though. Just throw the fucking ball up.
Stidham's just scared of the Chiefs. Because he's been there before. He knows what they're capable of.
Illegal shit.
Decline.
Yo, I just throw it up. I throw it up to Kelsey.
I agree. Say, can you get Kelsey a touchdown before the half?
The starters will not be playing in the second half for the Chiefs.
Yeah,
he got a concussion. They checking him for a concussion.
Where's the shift? Where's the shift?
It was set. One play, Travis Kelce.
Jerick McKinnon, something nice. And then timeout, then Kelce. Kenny's out too far. Okay, he didn't even catch it then.
Derek Carr definitely ain't there.
Yeah, he couldn't wait to get out there to just act like he kicking something.
Uniform clean as shit.
I hope he shanked this shit. Harrison Buckner. What's his name? Dicker the kicker. Dicker the kicker.
Did you see when I post on my story? What would they say if he got hurt?
Oh no.
Dicker down.
Yo. Damn, right down the middle.
That was fire, wasn't it? Dicker down, yeah.
Dicker down.
Dicker down lovely. There's nothing above you.
24-3, man.
I still don't like the fact that they put that Lion-Packer game on the last game. The last game should have been the Bills and the Patriots.
Why?
Because they both got a win for something. This game here, if Seattle wins, Detroit's done. And as much as they say, oh, that guy's going to make it, this guy's just going to play. They ain't gonna play. It's gonna be just like this shit. It's gonna be just like this.
Especially if they find out.
They're playing the Rams.
Yeah, they gonna be. It's in Seattle. I thought it was. I didn't know we played them at home already.
Seattle is overrated. They're bad at all.
We ain't got no fucking body though. They should beat us.
Bigger Cam Akers playing for something. Either way, I do agree with you on that because I don't. Hell, even so, you could have put one of those games on, like, Saturday.
Which one?
Nah, you want meaningful games on Saturday.
And this one ain't. This is not.
It was.
No, it's not. The Raiders have no reason to play. They should have put Cleveland and Pittsburgh on. Because Cleveland is actually going to play. It's only about, what, three games worth watching this weekend that has something to do with something. Because if the Philly game get like this, it's
Cowboys
over too.
Pulling their starters.
The Cowboys the same way. Even though they got to win, the 49ers
the
same way.
Why do the Cowboys have to win?
They would want to win just in case Dallas lost. I mean, just in case Philly lost.
No. They play at the same time. They're going to be watching the scoreboard. If they see the Eagles jump out on them quick,
that's why
they're going to rest their starters.
There's only like three games worth watching this weekend that's going to be actually competitive.
Y'all?
The next one.
The Bengals and the Ravens.
And the next one. In the next game.
Titans and Jaguars.
Yep.
What do you think?
Yeah. Steelers got to win. Cleveland ain't going to lay down. You would think.
Cleveland's Miami's got to win.
But that's the same situation. If it's Steelers, like this, it's
Steelers
over.
Play the Browns?
Yeah.
No Clowney.
He's not a difference maker.
He was good as hell.
That one hit made his name.
Yeah. Here goes against.
Yo.
Oh, you do.
Yeah.
You know who won that game?
They did.
Interesting news. I know you'll be all over that. Thanks, Adam. All right, the Chiefs lead the Raiders 24-3. That's
Mary
it.
Henry.
This one, like Derrick Henry. The Titans take on the Jags for the division.
That's what he's going to do.
Sylvie and the crew get you ready next.
Bitch, he took off last week when he was healthy. Caused me my damn game. He's Man, one of my sure big dogs.
No.
And he actually played against each other. I needed that.
Bengals furious with playoff changes.
They must think the Ravens are going to kick their ass. They must think the Ravens got a shot here, man.
Roger Goodell going to tell y'all game now.
The car that says so much.
Yeah, so we didn't talk about Tank. We did, didn't we?
Mentioned
the Toyota Crown. Toyota, let's go.
What's up with boxing lately, man?
My trash, yo.
Hey, I'm boxing.
You know what it is?
It's hard
it's
to get into.
It's the same thing that's always been wrong with it. They
too
need
too many
one,
belts and too many
one,
promotions.
Yeah, they need one, just like US, one for every division. One. So then you got to fight everybody.
So what's the deal with? What's the real deal with the Crawford and Spence shit? I don't know what the real deal is with that
it's
shit.
The ego. Welcome back to the My opinion. Ego.
Like, is... I don't know. I've been hearing Spence's camp. Then I hear is Bud that... You know what I mean? Like...
Actually, Bud went live. Who said that? I seen that. I couldn't listen to that whole thing.
I watch it.
Yo, that's my guy, but he tell dumb
shit. Yeah, I watch that shit, but I think he was reading off of something, though, because he kept looking, like he was looking behind the camera.
He probably had it written down.
Like, dog, put the jersey on right, bro. We know who jersey it, is, yo.
He probably had it written down.
Fuck, this
that way he can remember
corny.
What he wanted to say. Yeah. RG3 probably one of the best black quarterbacks ever in NFL history. Come on.
What?
No, you know it's crazy that he ain't in the league anymore. Maybe he didn't want to play anymore, but he ain't in the league anymore.
Oh,
you have motherfuckers like...
That nigga look like a worm with grays.
What's his name? Matt Barkley still in the league.
Yeah.
Like, come on, yo.
He should be in the league still, really.
Who? Him? Harden. Yeah, Robert.
It's fucked up how his career took that dive, though, with that injury.
RG3. Best black quarterback in NFL history.
Hell no.
Who better?
Michael Vick.
No, I thought you was going to say
McNabb.
I was hoping you said the right answer.
Who?
Doug Williams.
I can't fuck with him because he raped Wendy Williams.
Yo.
Who?
He raped Wendy Williams.
Yo, I didn't hear about that.
Why would she lie about that?
She said it?
Yeah, she said it.
Where was they at?
She used to be on radio in D.C. That's where she started out.
He hit it in the studio.
I don't know where
he just showed up. Hey. I don't know.
He was Booger McFarlane on me. It's shaped like the Mucinex Booger, yo.
Fucked up. That's what they just designed it after. It's Matty Green, and he ain't caught on to it yet. He can get some money for that shit. More money.
You know, he wearing one of them masks. I mean, one of them skull caps, the Jones that lady bought.
Susie,
I hate
that
they do
it. Are they in that
ugly-ass
stadium?
What's that, sci-fi? So far, I mean.
That stadium is trash.
What's one is that?
The Rams stadium.
Why? You don't even know you know the name of your stadium.
I did. I said so far.
You said sci-fi.
Because I want to go watch a sci-fi movie.
Is that what he had for him?
Yeah.
That shit look good right now.
What?
The way it's laid out right now look good.
Fucking, yo, nah, I like the goals, yo. Huh? I like how they would paint the fucking end zones and then they would paint the team color all
that's
the
way up to the
20-yard line. No, all the bowls did it. Except for the Sugar Bowl, because it was on that dumbass turf in the death dome.
Those days is over, because all these players do not, they ain't the same no more. It's the same thing that's wrong with boxing. It's the same thing that's wrong with college football. Ain't nobody committed no more.
That transfer portal shit is crazy.
They don't put 100% into it no more.
I ain't never seen this many motherfuckers transferring and moving around. Like, yo, that's crazy.
About
money. Motherfuckers making them NIL deals, man.
Come on, man. Put your legs up. Like this?
That shit's annoying, yo.
That was your shit. Like, you got, wasn't it?
You can't watch the bowl game.
Put your legs up. Like this? Put your legs up. Damn, man. Oh, shit. Do you want extra cash? Do you have too much stuff? Playoff story next week, man. I'm just... Jobs. You already know who the fuck... You know who we playing. It's just a matter of where. Because there is no way on earth the Cardinals is beating the 49ers. I think they giving the Cardinals 14.5, yo.
Dang.
That's the biggest spread this year?
No. The biggest spread this season might be the Eagles is getting the Giants is getting 14 too.
Dang.
What's the biggest spread this season? Y'all had a crazy one.
I don't know. If we had a crazy one and we didn't cover it, it probably was against the Jets.
I think he was like, wasn't y'all like... Y'all had a crazy one against the Packers and didn't cover it.
It was 10. It was 10.5. 10.5 was the Jet.
Yeah, we the only team that ever won in the history of the league that ever won 12 games. And in the majority of our games, we was the underdog.
Who's the worst
Houston
team?
Houston, Texas, December 11th against the Cowboys was a 17-point spread.
And they covered.
Plus 17 points against the Cowboys.
And they cover.
Who?
The Texans.
Yeah, that was the highest spread.
Damn. What's the deal? They got the top five at least?
Yep, NFL top five. The five largest spreads of this season. No, that was last year.
We was a 14-point favorite over Pittsburgh.
Did you cover?
Yep. That might have been it.
Do you think you would cover now?
We might find out next week.
Do you think you would cover 14 over Pittsburgh now?
Rams was a 10-point favorite of Carolina, huh?
Early in the season?
Week 6.
Who won?
Rams. And cover.
Who?
Carolina. Covered the 10.
Well, we gave him 10.
Yo, that's crazy. He's looking back on the season that the Rams was actually favorites in some games earlier this year. Because y'all probably the worst Super Bowl team.
Carolina was a 13-point goal against Tampa Bay.
Now I got to fuck with you a little bit, saying that it's on camera.
It was all Titans.
Huh?
All Titans this year.
What do you mean?
I mean, Texas.
No.
12-11 Texans was a 17-point spread. 17. The Rams were
the number one pick, yeah.
On the 27th of November, the Rams was a 15.5.
Over who?
I don't know. It just.
What day?
Against the Chiefs, we were a 15.5.
You couldn't have been a 15.5 point favorite over Kansas City.
No, we were the underdog. They've given us 15.
Oh.
The Texans.
Played them this year.
Yeah.
Did they cover that?
Did they cover it?
Carolina was a 13-point dog against the Bucks. They beat them outright.
No, I heard good, bro. All of them this year, this season.
You said the Chiefs. I don't remember y'all playing this year.
Yeah, we played the Chiefs on the 27th. They beat us. They beat us fucking 26-10. So they
didn't cover.
They didn't cover.
No, they didn't cover.
The Chiefs don't normally cover big spreads.
And then the
Eagles was at 14-point favorite over Houston. Eagles was a 14.
They didn't cover it.
No.
I remember that game. It was a Thursday night.
Yep.
The Texans and the Chiefs. The Texans were 14.5.
And Tennessee covered that. That's where I'm at now, too.
No, that was the Texans.
Oh, I'm thinking Titans. Titans, Chiefs.
Titans.
Texans covered that, too, though.
Texans covered it, yeah. And against the Dolphins, the Texans were 14. They lost 15-30.
Who?
Dolphins.
Commanders was 11-point dog. Philly can't cover them big line. Philly was an 11-point favorite over Washington Redskins.
On Monday night?
Yep.
I knew they was losing that game. I bet that. Didn't win because
a Panther
touchdown scorers on the parlay.
Panthers was a 12-point dog against Baltimore. Covered 13-3.
Baltimore's a team I'm tired of. That is an ugly brand of football, you know.
Come on.
Trying to translate a college game to the NFL.
Can't do it. Won't do it. It's a lot of red in that crowd, man. You know, if you playing the Raiders in Vegas, you going to that motherfucker for a vacation. You gonna go down there probably on a Thursday.
I told you they was checking that motherfucker for a concussion. Or yeah, he got hurt. I thought it was a concussion. That bitch got hurt.
Keenan?
I don't know. Nah, he in there. 243 yards.
Like, you gonna go down, you gonna fly into Vegas.
Yo, you think all he need is 200 more. You think he gonna do it?
Who, Mahomes?
For betting purposes, I hope so. Go ahead, Stidham, throw it, bitch.
You better.
Throw the ball, you stupid.
Ain't nobody open.
So what? Throw that shit. I believe in giving your receivers a chance. Put the ball in the area.
He ain't Kirk Cousins. That's why Kirk Cousins is the MVP. 11.
Justin Jefferson really get shut down last week?
No.
I ain't see the game.
No. You ain't see the game?
Nah.
They had four motherfuckers covering that nigga.
God damn.
They would have a corner line up on him. There's one play. They got the still shot. He's doing a crossing route. You got the corner. And then everybody else. You got the Vikings players running. Everybody else is turned. Going towards Jefferson.
Yeah, look at the gay helmet.
Four motherfuckers on.
Look at gay ass helmet.
So yeah, which one without
gay? Yeah. What the fuck is that?
Yeah. No, he ain't get shut down. But what I would like to see from Kirk is when Jefferson ain't open, it's either Jefferson or Hockenson. He doesn't get the other guys involved. Like Mahomes.
Oh, that's Devontae. He was open.
No, he getting the first
dizzy. Devontae was open across the middle.
Lit his ass up, yo.
Anyway.
Right? Sometimes you got
to say, sometimes you got to take that penalty.
Harrison Smith did it. Kaepernick.
I did that shit,
he
too.
He blew his ass.
Sometimes you just got to take that penalty.
And the white people, to this day, love that
sometimes,
shit.
Sometimes I used to cry and lay. Sometimes I had that song to go.
Sometimes I used to cry. Oh, that being good.
Oh shit. Yeah, man. Boxing nights ain't the same, man. Like, you can't even, like, I don't even wanna.
Ew,
as bad as I wanna see it. As bad as I wanna see it. Okay, Dob.
Shit.
He ready. He
Dobbs look like a
creative
player. You ain't finished, yo. He got cancer. That's why.
Yo.
And he had his notebook in his hand. He had his notebook. Yo, he looked like he was showing up for school.
Josh Dobbs, yo. He like the boy that played on Cam team.
Yes, he do. Yes.
The Kyle one Clark. That was about to get his ass whipped on Thanksgiving.
Kyle Clark. Kyle Clark. Man. Best run in the game. Not my guy. No, they took his shoe off last play. He was barefoot. Like, how'd they get the sock off to?
Dang.
Josh Jacobs ain't Brett Favre. Mm-hmm. Daddy in the hospital, you turning up. Only thieves can do that, yo.
That's a fact. Only white thieves can do it and get away with it.
Yeah. Renfro.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Mazada.
I should have took his yard.
He should have scored on that play. That would have been hot if he had scored. Hey,
that's the best thing going on for the Raiders right there, boy.
Hey,
you
know
the
right,
he was down. They got to bring it back to 50 yards.
Where was it?
Look.
His knees never wasn't down.
Okay. All right now.
That shit in my head, man.
Hunter Renfro. Was it either Deshaun Watson's guy or Trevor Lawrence's guy? Because he went to Clemson. Oh.
Waller.
Fullback.
Yo, everybody but the motherfuckers that need to get the ball is getting the ball.
Yeah, that's how it be. That's how.
That's why when I bet sometimes I don't even watch the games. I don't need the extra stress and bullshit. Like, damn, yo. So, write this ticket off. Move on to the next one. Free bet Tuesdays.
Oh, shit.
Oh my God! Just go on and lay down, Josh.
It's a free play.
It's not.
Yeah, it was offside.
No.
Watch.
Stop it. It's a 5 yards.
Yeah, you seen him.
Y'all said it. Jump. So take the 5 here, right?
Yeah, I'm accepting the penalty.
What down is it? First and 5 now. Oh, because the dummy caught the ball. What did he get? 2 yards?
Who, Josh
Jacobs? That was offside.
They be calling that shit just because they move. Because he really didn't go offside.
Yeah. He know he didn't. Look at him.
I don't know, yo. I don't think y'all beat them again.
Who?
Jeez. Kansas City.
We're going to find out, ain't we? We're going to find out.
I think their defense is better than y'all's.
Nah, their defense ain't better than ours. Their defense ain't better than ours. It's going to be the same game.
Back and forth.
Yep.
Whoever got the ball last.
Yep. Somebody got to make a play. I think we got better playmakers on defense this year. Last year they did. This year we do.
Who the hell do y'all have on playmakers?
We got a good offensive front. I mean, defensive front right now.
Tre'Davious White is back.
Trey's back. He wasn't there last year.
Where'd he go to college?
LSU.
Okay.
He the one who got hit after the Wisconsin game.
Well, there you go. I need a little bit.
Remember when Wisconsin and LSU played the opening season up? And I think it was him. He was celebrating at the end of the game. Somebody from Wisconsin came and hit him at the end of the game. I think it was him.
Damn, good block, fullback.
Oh, no, man. Yeah.
I remember when
Boise beat Oregon.
No, or maybe he ran a pickback.
And LeBaron Blount knocked that motherfucker out. Yo.
He folded his ass too.
And when he backed out, he was like this. He did it in the NFL too.
What?
Practice. Yeah.
Nah.
When he was a Titan. Yeah.
He knocked somebody out?
He punched somebody at practice.
Punched his heads off.
Yo, stay in the game. Where are you
about
going?
Look it up.
Nah, I'm about to say in your
yo. They ain't not enough. Not enough. Because
Devontae need 100. Travis ain't even gonna get his. He needs 70.
He need him to get a touchdown too.
Yeah.
Devontae 43.
If the Raiders give you two quick touchdowns.
Jacobs 34 rushing.
You got time.
Oh my God. He got hit in the legs. That's the Brady rule, man. Ain't that a personal foul?
This NFL shit is hard.
Still, he was Patriots. Beat Cam Newton out for the spot. He took the spot from Cam because Cam can't throw.
He ain't better than Cam.
He is better than Cam. He's the better option to start at quarterback if you want to be able to throw the ball.
I can't believe Cam ain't on the roster.
Man, Cam roller skating somewhere right there.
I need one of them hats.
I do want one of them big ass hats that they be wearing though.
Yeah,
you like them?
Yeah, I like them shit. Yeah.
Y'all like corny shit.
I always got a hat on.
Me too.
You
sleep with it on?
You ride? You driving down the car with some? You in the car with somebody with that big ass hat on?
No, I wouldn't.
What?
I wouldn't. Nah, I would wear that bitch in the crib though. I'm watching the game.
You come pick somebody up and they get in your car and they got that big ass hat on. How you sit next to them?
Nah, I would have.
You gotta get in the back.
Depending on where I'm going, I always got a couple hats.
And you can't even take it off and put it on the seat. You gotta put it in the trunk.
That shit is big as hell, yo.
Put it in the back seat. And put a seatbelt on that motherfucker.
Yo, don't. But hold on. It speaks to something. Don't you hate the copycat world we live in, yo?
Everybody.
They seen Brian, what's his name, Robinson with it.
And everybody.
And now everybody got it.
Oh, the big hat.
Yeah, the big ass hat.
Oh, that hat. I thought you were talking about Cam Newton's hats.
Oh, nah.
I don't want one of them big ass hats. I don't want that shit.
Cam Newton be wearing them fucking, damn.
Bucket hats.
Is it the bucket hat?
Nah.
Well, it's like
he got the... He got the rim. That's what I'm thinking. That's the hat I'm thinking.
Nah,
Ranger
hat?
Yeah. Nah, the Raiden hat.
The Raiden hat. Yeah, that's what I was trying to.
He don't have the Raiden hat.
Y'all should have did that. You should have been decided to do that. You have 9 points on the board. Every point is crucial. Come on, Raiders. Damn it. They ain't going to do it, are they?
What you having for dinner tonight?
I don't know. Probably box.
This shit's not filling.
Oh man. I don't know. I probably gonna call to the crib on my ride home, see if they want me to pick something up.
There's nothing on the way from here.
And at the surf, Danny's.
Oh yeah, their crust is toast, chewy. Remember Chris Brown said, I'll be doing things to have you saying I can't be 16. That song was the dumbest. That's, of all his songs, Run It to me is by far the worst one that was a hit.
He a man, a fool, if he ain't, give me on.
If you can run it, have you seen I can be 16? That nigga was only 16. And all the grown bitches wanted some of that 16-year-old dick. I'm out of here. We was riffing.
Put some money on it.